I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Conflict, twisted ideologies, and destruction. These things leave behind deep wounds in the hearts and minds of people caught in the crossfire. One of our partners is recognizing that the fight against terror needs to include a fight for healing. Plus, how do you start a faith conversation? Well, sometimes a picture can help. More on that in just a moment. But first, we know that ISIS has been losing territory, but now we actually have some data. Last week, an Iraqi military spokesman said ISIS now controls less than 7% of Iraq. That's down from 40% that it claimed back in 2014. If Iraqi forces can drive ISIS out of western Mosul, which ISIS had declared the capital of the caliphate, it would strike a significant blow against the terror group. But Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says, we need to remember the Iraqi people.
I guess the question is, even if ISIS is kicked out, what's going to happen with all those people that have been influenced and seen the trauma that they've seen, that what's going to happen with them?
Iraqi Christians are responding to this need through aid in the name of Christ. Christian Aid supports indigenous ministries that distribute humanitarian items and audio Bibles. If you want to help make a difference, go to missionnews.org.
There's always a need for reaching out. And I think that even though we know as Christians that ultimately our end goal is that people come to know Jesus Christ, still the kind of aid that can be given out is a bridge to those people, to connect with them. And Jesus Christ is always showing care, compassion, healing people. And that's really the arms and feet of Jesus Christ right now among those people, are the local believers.
And this month, the world joined Rwanda in commemorating the 1994 Tutsi genocide. They also vowed never again. The focus since then has been rebuilding a nation out of the ashes of devastation. And today, there's new life and there's hope. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley is on his way to Rwanda this week.
There's obviously still room for healing, and that's only a work that the Lord can do by the Spirit. But we're encouraged to see what God has done and many wonderful stories of reconciliation between people from different tribal backgrounds, family history, churches coming together.
Although his trip wasn't planned to coincide with the commemoration, the timing is God's.
We are working with really a new generation of Christian entrepreneurs and business people that have a vision to be rebuilders of the nation.
The Marketplace Conference equips business leaders to not only do their work better, but also
help people see the spiritual aspects of their work and the significance of how God can use them as a marketplace person to be an influence and an agent of salt and light there in the nation.
So prayer for healing to continue, for believers to be effective witness, and
pray for wisdom as we have a team of CEOs and business leaders from the states that are going to be continuing to mentor and partner with business development there in the nation.
And FMI is headed back to Bangladesh and Indonesia this summer to again offer church planters evangelism training. FMI's Bruce Allen shares,
often we just rifle off Bible verses or a memorized pattern or dialogue that is our gospel presentation, and we're not really listening to other people's stories first and gaining that credibility and trust with them.
Now, FMI has a tool to help all people with evangelism, even those who can't read.
Snapshot is a tool that helps the person doing the evangelism listen first to the stories of the people that they're engaged in conversation with. So it's just a series of several dozen beautiful pictures that were taken inside their own countries. And the evangelist uses these pictures to ask questions of the person they're speaking with. So everyone has their own story, and they're using these pictures to tell the story of their life.
Will you help FMI do this? Find out how at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Well, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that does just that, because each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.